You're listening to Shared Security, a podcast that explores the bonds shared between people and technology. Hosted by Tom Esten, Scott Wright, and Kevin Johnson. Welcome back to Shared Security, the podcast where we explore the bonds shared with people and technology. I'm your host, Tom Esten, and today's episode is a special one for me. It's about the three key lessons I've learned over the past 18 years in the cybersecurity industry that can pave the way for your success. So if you're thinking about getting into cybersecurity, you're new to the field, or have been around the block a few times, I hope these lessons will help you be more successful in your career journey. So let's dive into the first key to success, communication. In cybersecurity, everything hinges on how effectively we communicate, from writing incident reports to presenting pen test results and explaining the importance of security awareness to employees, communication is at the core. Imagine delivering a briefing on an incident, writing a report on how an organization was compromised, or perhaps convincing your CISO that you need to spend a lot of money on some new security controls. These scenarios require not only technical expertise, but the ability to communicate complex concepts in a way that resonates with both technical and non-technical audiences. Now keep in mind, you're also not always going to be communicating with your peers and coworkers. You need to be able to communicate effectively to your boss, your customers, and even C-level executives. This means how you write and speak are equally important. Now here's the secret weapon that I learned about communication: listening. And it's not just about hearing, but understanding. Do you remember the old saying, seek first to understand and then to be understood? Good communication is about making conversations safe, active listening, paraphrasing, acknowledging feelings, and choosing your words wisely. For example, using I instead of you to foster understanding in a conversation.
You want your organization to be secure and compliant and to have a healthy culture, but your employees' lack of awareness makes you vulnerable to data theft, fraud, and compliance penalties. It's frustrating that the boring static training content that's being used today has failed to improve employees' ability to defend against cyber attacks. At ClickArmor, we know that without using gamification, it's extremely hard to get staff to understand how to avoid threats. Our gamified simulations and challenges have provided a 50% average improvement in thousands of employees' ability to spot phishing threats. Go to clickarmor.ca/sharedsecurity to get your free gamified phishing assessment for up to 500 employees. You'll see quickly how gamified simulations can help your team be more resilient and compliant and help avoid costly ransomware and fraud incidents. Let ClickArmor help you go from being an underappreciated, stressed-out fall guy to being an innovative leader who's the catalyst for greater productivity in your organization.
Now, on to the second key to success, continuous learning. It doesn't matter if you're in a technical role or not. We all need to be continuous learners. The worst thing you can do for your career is to stop learning. Education is a lifelong journey, and we're fortunate to be in the golden age of affordable cybersecurity training, with a lot of that training available for free. Whether it's reading books, listening to podcasts, signing up for courses like labs through platforms like TryHackMe, Hack the Box, or TCM Security, and of course, following industry experts like Tiberius and Jason Haddix. These days, the opportunities for learning are endless. And remember, the best way to learn is to teach others. Sharing knowledge not only reinforces what you know, but also contributes to the collective growth of the community. So I encourage you to start a blog, submit a CFP for a talk at a conference, or find other ways to share your knowledge with others. What you have to say matters, and you may be giving knowledge that may make an impact on someone's career. Finally, let's talk about the often overlooked but immensely powerful aspect of success: empathy. Lack of empathy can lead to dysfunction in every aspect of our lives, including our approaches to cybersecurity challenges. Think about instances where a little more empathy could have made a significant difference. Could you have been more understanding towards the user who clicked on a phishing link? Or perhaps less confrontational to a client when delivering those pen test results? How about an argument you had with your coworker or your manager? Was the situation really all their fault, or did you perhaps also contribute to the problem? Empathy is also not sympathy. It starts with self-awareness, considering how you would like to be treated. It's about respect for others, putting yourself in someone else's shoes, and embracing kindness, which frankly is something we all need more of in this industry and in the world. For more insights into the importance of empathy in cybersecurity, I highly recommend checking out the podcast Cyber Empathy, hosted by Andra Zaharia, which I will link for you in the show notes. In summary, success in cybersecurity comes down to three keys: communication, continuous learning, and empathy. I hope you found these insights valuable. As always, thank you for tuning into the Shared Security Podcast. Until next time, stay safe, stay secure, and stay private. Thanks for watching or listening to this episode. Please subscribe wherever you like to listen to podcasts and visit us at sharedsecurity.net or on X at SharedSec. If you'd like to help support the podcast and get early access to new episodes with no ads, plus many more exclusive benefits, become an official supporter of the podcast for only $5 a month. Visit sharedsecurity.net/supporter for more details.